go to verse 6. Let the silent sage move about in the village as the bee goes, taking honey from the flower without harming colour or fragrance. The silent sage is a translation of the word muni, as in Shakyamuni. Muni literally means the silent one, but it also means the wise one, so that's why Sangharaksha has chosen the silent sage. And it's a very old term for the spiritually developed person. Wisdom comes through silence. Silence not only of the mouth, silence of the mind. I do realise this is rather ironic, given that I've given lots of talks on this retreat, but anyway, there you go. Wisdom comes through silence, deep silence. Not just when there's no speaking, but when all ideas, all concepts, all grasping and naming have dissolved into deep silence. That's when wisdom dawns. The Buddha was very fond of silence. He loved silence. A deeply silent one. And silence is a very old Buddhist practice. You find it mentioned a lot in the oldest texts. The Buddha often said to his monks, "Monks, either talk Dhamma or keep the Aryan silence, the noble silence." And the noble silence actually begins with the second dhyana. You get on the path to it by not speaking and getting into meditation, but the noble silence really begins when there's no discursive thought in your mind. And sometimes you can have that experience, and the Buddha, it means this as a collective practice. He says it to the monks very often as a collective. So keeping that silence together, and you can have wonderful moments of silence within a sangha, and it doesn't mean there isn't communication, very even deeper communication. You get incredible visions of that in the Pali texts. And the other few weeks ago, I was in a meeting of the other men mitra conveners here, and we were just finishing our meeting one evening, and it was very, very positive communication, very warm, naturally friendly, authentic, and we just went into silence quite naturally. We didn't decide, we were just sat there. And you could sort of feel the currents of warmth and friendliness and loving kindness just flowing, crisscrossing around the room. Marvellous, wonderful experience, you know, uncontrived, just happening. The shanti, the three shantis at the end of the puja, are really evoking that very deep silence. The three shantis are the pacification of greed, hatred and delusion. You do those mantras and then you have those three silences. And it's really important at the end to really sit as silently as possible and open up to that deep silence. And the Shakyamuni mantra, is playing on this word muni, is actually about deeper levels of realization of silence, of non-conceptualization, of emptiness. Deeper levels of wisdom. So try to feel those things when you're doing those mantras. The whole verse is usually explained in terms of the monk begging food. The monk receives the food and causes no harm to others through his begging, completely clean interaction. But perhaps it's maybe more profound than that, that the muni, the silent sage, moves about in the world, connects with others, gives and receives the honey of communication. He's involved with others, but he never harms others, never damages others, never damages their unique colour and fragrance, their particular qualities, their unique flowering.